Okay, good morning everybody, and my apologies for the problem, technical difficulty with the previous upload. So, Revi of Yisro is a very stirring psukim. V'atayim shamo tishmo v'koli v'shmartem es b'risi v'isam li sigulam v'kol amim ki li kol ha'aretz v'atam tiyum li mamlachas kohanim v'glai kadosh eila hadvarim asher tedaber al b'nei Yisro. The Ramban focuses kedarko v'kodesh on the opportunity that this represented for Dveikus v'Hashem, to be Mamlachas Kohanim, to be Goy Kadosh, and Ladav Kavakel, and the Ramban says, Bolam Azel, Bolam Abba. Rashi, in contrast, emphasizes the difference now between Klal Yisrael and the nations, V'heim Be'inai, V'lefanai, L'klum. In Kili Kol Haaretz, Rashi says, you are the Mamlachas Kohanim, you are the Goy Kadosh, you are Segula, you are the Otzar Chaviv, and, they are repudiated, they are rejected. So the Sforno doesn't, of course, disagree. It's a Beferish Apostle, Mamlach Hasbani Vigoy Kadosh, but he goes exactly in the opposite direction from Rashi. He says, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but not very much, that of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted all of what he calls the Minha and Oshi to have a relationship with him, with Hashem, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalem Elokim. And whatever happened in terms of Parshios, Bereishis, and Noach, this part that I'm adding in a little bit, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to go with Zera Avram, and not all of Zera Avram, but Ki V'Yitzchak Yikari Lecha Zara, Zera Yaakov, but that doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't interested in the rest of the world. On the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very interested in the rest of the world, and V'Chasidei Umos HaOlam, right, this Sforno mentions very specifically, and Halavai Umi Yitain Kol Umos HaOlam, Chasidei Umos HaOlam. So whose responsibility is that? That's ours as members of the Mamlachas Kohanim. Because what is a Kohen? Yoro Mishpatach Yaakov Isaraskal Yisrael is the fundamental defining quality of the Kohen. Kisifse Kohen Yishmer Udas, Vitor Yavakshu Mipiru, Kimalach Shunfako Zu. So Kohanim are to Klal Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael is the rest of the world. Kimitzion Tetzei Torah, Udivar Hashem Yerushalayim. So the Sforno says, yeah, of course, there was something very special for us about being Sigula Mikol Amim, about being the Mamlachas Kohanim and Goy Kadosh, but it fundamentally is a responsibility. Fundamentally, what it means is that we have a responsibility of projecting divine values in all different areas when it comes to broader morality to the entire world. That is a fundamental responsibility, just as Avram Avinu was Korei B'Shem Hashem, says the Sforno, so too we too have to be Korei B'Shem Hashem. And this is really and Mufurash Apasik again in Sefer Dvarim at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's career, V'yamru kol agayim igoy gadol asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim kecho atorah azos asher anochi mitzah be'eschem hayom. Everybody should see the Torah as chukim mishpatim tzadikim. And we should embrace this responsibility, we should embrace this opportunity, and we know that there have been many, many cases where members of Klal Yisrael have been able to inspire the entire world in terms of our value system, our ethos, our worldview, that has certainly been true in recent times as well. And then on other occasions, very, very tragically, whether it was, I guess just over a decade ago with the biggest Ponzi scheme, I think, in American history, or even in very recent history when, and again, and this is no excuse for anti-Semitism, but when we don't live up to our responsibilities, and even just with respect to basic dina de malchusa dina, and you see photos of things that are completely keneged halacha and completely unacceptable from the standards of shmiras hanefesh, we really have and had an opportunity to inspire the entire world. It's a great source of pain for me that unfortunately this hasn't been uniformly the case. What a kiddush Hashem it would have been had we all come through this, and it would have been universally recognized, internally and externally, the people who were most responsible in their own communities, the people who were most responsible vis-a-vis other communities, in terms of Shemiras HaNefesh, were members of Klal Yisrael, and we can't run away from that fact, nor should we sweep it under the rug. That is intrinsic to our status as the Mamlachas Kohanim Begoy Kadosh. Eila hadvarim asher tedaber al b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says lepachos v'lo yoser. Don't add on, don't detract, because this message, in some sense, is like the Torah itself. Understanding this mandate, understanding this mission, is fundamental to who we are as Avdei Hashem. Everybody have a wonderful day.